Now we have the privilege of starting this halacha in Likutei Halachos, which is one of the famous ones, where Rav Nosson Zal addresses and really clarifies the topic of tzaddik, the opposition to the tzaddik. This was during the time that he himself was going through major, major opposition, nuclear. Choymer halacha hei, choymer isur ribbis, the severity of how forbidden it is to charge interest, to take interest, to pay interest. Shehifligu boi Rabbi Senuz al Ma'oid, which our rabbis really spoke incredibly about it. Ad shomru, to the point where they said, shenechshav kilu koifer b'chol ha-toira, that if a Jew deals in interest, it's as if he's denying the entire Torah. Ukekoifer b'yitzias Mitzrayim, if he's denying that the Jews going out of Egypt. Paragraph Aleph. Ki ikar koyach hayetzahara nimshach miribui hashinuyim. The main power of the Yetzahara is only when there are many. The more that there are, the more vulnerable we become to the wiles of the Yetzahara. Ki b'shoyresh, because at its source, ki b'shoyresh hakoil, because at the source of everything, shom hakoil echod, there is only oneness, Hashem. Ve'ein shom shum shinui chas v'shalom. And by Hashem, there is no differentiation. There is only oneness. As we say on Shabbos at Mincha, Ato echod v'shimcho echod. You are one, Hashem, and your name is one. V'shom kulay toiv. And there it's all goodness, wall-to-wall goodness. V'ein shom shum ra v'hisnagdus klal. There is no evil there. There is no concept of opposition there. There is only oneness. V'ikra chizas hora. Shemisham koyach hayetzahara, shemisham kol hahisnagdus, hu nimshach rak mebechinas ribui. The whole concept of evil from which the Yetzahara draws its energy from which all kinds of opposition came into existence, all comes from when you have more than one. The more you move away from the oneness, the more you create that potential for ra and hisnagdus and Yetzahara. Sheshom yesh shinuyim. That's where you have all kinds of differences. Ukemavur b'hatoyra omer Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 51 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where he really, that's the Torah in Likutei Moran that addresses this topic of before creation versus after creation, of emes and versus many, you know, the one versus the many. That chapter on the Likutei Moran is based on a statement of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. Ayin shom heitev mashikos l'shom. Take a look at what Rabbeinu Zal explains there. And now he gives us a little bit of it. Ki koidem habriya hoyo hakoil echod. Shubchinas kuloi toiv, kuloi koidesh. Before creation, there was only oneness, goodness, holiness. And as soon as the creation went from thought, from Hashem's thought into action, and now there were suddenly two in existence. There was before creation, the achar habriya, and there was after creation. Azayin is have takev shoyresh achizas hasheker. That's what created the potential for sheker, and that's what created the basis, the root, the source for sheker to grab onto. Afal pi shelo hoyadayin chasushom shum rav sheker. Even though there was not yet any sheker in existence, there wasn't any real sheker in the world yet. Rak me'achar shehoyu shnei bechinois. However, once there were two, nishave miyad habechina shemisham mishtal shel achizas hasheker shuara shuatuma shemisham kol koyach yitzor mishom kol esnagdis. That's what created the source from which sheker could evolve, which is evil, which is tuma, which is the source of the power of the Yetzirah, which is the source of all opposition. Ki be'echod ein shayach hisnagdus, because in one, there is no possibility of opposition, right? That's pretty clear. And Rabbeinu Zalman, that chapter gives the famous example of the difference between emes and sheker, that emes is one, sheker is many. Emes, if I point to this table and I say this is a table, that's truth. If I want to say sheker about it, I can say it's a chair, it's a pumpkin, it's an apple, it's a sheker is many, emes is one. There's the Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Heyov, used to love to tell over the famous story of one of the most honorable, revered leaders of the Soviet Union, Russia, Khrushchev, about how when he came to the United Nations and they started heckling him over there, at one point he took off his shoe and he started banging it on the podium and because he was talking about peace and everybody was laughing. Russia talking about peace. The only peace they know is spelled P-I-E-C-E. They know how to peace the world, you know, how to make pieces out of each country and out of each person, you know, etc. So he banged on the thing, and he said, we in the Soviet Union are for peace. And if we have to wipe out every country, everybody, there'll be peace. Meaning if everybody else is dead, then I'm the only one alive, there'll be peace. It'll be between me and me. We'll be at perfect, at total peace with each other. Umishom kol koyach habechira, and this is the whole source of free choice. Again, choice means minimum two. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Aleph. Avol gam achar habria, however, Rabbeinu Zal says there, even after Hashem went ahead and created, afal pi shekvar nishave shoyresh achizas hasheker, even though they had already come into existence a basis for sheker, a potential for sheker, in the fact that now there was a two, there was before creation and after creation, still, shehu hora, which is evil, shemishom koyach habchira, which is the source of free choice, ki mishom koyach hayetzara, because that's where the power of the yetzara is from, afal pikein still, hakoil hoya behelim godol ma'oid. The sheker and all of that was, and the yetzara were very, very, very hidden, covered up at that point, as soon as Hashem created. Va'adayin lo yhoya koyach la'hasheker shehu ha'yetzahara lo'hoitzi shikroi mikoyach ha'lapoyel. The yetzahara did not yet have the ability to bring forth his sheker, you know, the Ra didn't have the ability to come forth, the Yetzirah, to bring forth his sheker from potential into action, ad asher nisrabu hashinuyim yoyser v'yoyser, until they started being more diversity, more diversification, as we'll see in a minute. Umachma she'ikar habriyo hoyso rak bishvil ha'odom, and because of the fact that the real main purpose of creation was for the sake of man, ki hakoil nivro rak bishviloi levad, everything was created just for the sake of man, as the Gemara says, that's why Hashem created man last, because he wanted everything to be prepared. He wanted that when man came into the world, he should see how Hashem prepared everything for him and created everything for him. Machmasherak ho'odom yeshloi koyach habchira, because the only one in the world who really has free choice is man. Ki ein shum nivra ba'olam shi'eloi koyach habchira ki im ho'odom. There is no item in creation that has real free choice other than man. Ki hamalach hu kodosh v'toyer, because an angel is holy and pure, aval ein loy bechira, but he don't have free choice. Ulehepech behemois v'chayos, and that's on one extreme. On the highest extreme, you have angels who are the epitome of holiness. You would say, mamish, they're tzaddikim. They're not tzaddikim, because they don't have free choice. They're kodosh, they're holy, they're Torah, but they're not tzaddik, they don't have free choice. That's on the upper extreme. Then on the lower extreme, we have behemoths and chayas, animals and all kinds of things. Haim chaseire das umigushamimoid. They are lacking. They are the most unintelligent and lack of das. Ve'ein lohem bechira, and they have no bechira either. Ve'ikar habchira etzel hodam. The main bechira is only by man. Ve'alkein b'shviloi nivra hakoil. And it's for that reason that the Torah emphasizes in so many places that it's only for the sake of man that Hashem made this whole creation, including the angels and the animals and the trees and everything. Ki habechira hi hachidish v'hapela hagodol mikol yitziras maisa bereshis. Because free choice is the most remarkable thing in the entire creation. Kemuva b'sforim, as is written in many sforim, u'bidvareinu, and in our words, kamapamim, several times. If you recall, one of the classic examples that I've given of this from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh is where it talks about Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, that when his brothers decided to murder him, to kill him, these great, great tzadikim, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, all united to destroy, to wipe out Yosef HaTzadik. And at one point it says, Vayishma Ruvain. Ruvain heard about this. Vayatzilehu miyodam. He rescued him. He saved Yosef HaTzadik. How did he save him? He said, why should we dirty our hands? Why should we, let's do something better. There's a pit here with snakes and scorpions in it. Let's toss him in there. And the Torah goes on to say, they voted, yeah, great idea. They threw him into the pit of snakes. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, the Torah is a book of truth. How could the Torah use the word vayatzilehu? He saved him, he rescued him. Which language? In which language would this be called a rescue mission? Taking him and throwing him into a pit of snakes. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, let me tell you the facts of life. Just like Rav Nosson Zal said it here. Taking him out of the hands of his brothers, these big tzaddikim, and putting him in the hands of snakes and scorpions was definitely rescuing him. He was much safer with the snakes and scorpions who don't have bechira, who don't have any free choice, who will not bite him, they will not touch him, unless Hashem says bite, versus his brothers who have free choice, who could bite him, even though it's not really the rotzen of Hashem. A human being who has bechira to go against Hashem's wishes, chas v'shalom. This is an unbelievable revelation and a yesoid in Yiddishkeit. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing here, that the chiddush of the entire creation, they have this thing now in the world that they're voting once again. They do this every number of years on the seven wonders of creation. And they're trying to figure out whether the Dead Sea is going to be voted in to be considered one of the seven wonders of creation. We can write in a number eight or a number one. Rav Nosson Zal reveals here that the wonder, the pella of creation is free choice. That's the ultimate, ultimate wonder of the entire Bria. Umachma she'ikar habchira hi etzel ha'odam, and because of the fact that the real free choice is only by man, shebishviloi nivra akoil, for whom everything was created, ve'ikar habchira alidei she'esh yetzer toi ve'etzahara, and the only way that there could really be free choice is if there are these two forces, a good inclination and an evil inclination. Al kein loy hoyokoyach la yetzahara legalois shikroi lohosiach ulahadiach esodom ad shehischil horibui vashinui bemin bnei adam. Dahainu shenishave shnayim shu shenivra chava v'nase shnayim. Because of that, it was impossible for the yetzahara to really make his grand entrance, to really make his beginning into the world, his debut, they call it, his debut in creation, in revealing his sheker and seducing man and everything, until there was more than one man. There had to be ribui within human beings, meaning that Hashem, there was two, meaning that Chava was created, and now there were two human beings. Now the Yetzer can really open shop for operation. Va'oz hoyu shnei deos. Once there's two people, now there's two opinions, because no two human beings think exactly alike. So there's a smarter one and a lesser one. This is something that Rav Nosson Zal brings in a few places in the Kutei Halachos, for example, where he wants to prove that no two human beings are on the same level, religious-wise. No, he brings proof from the Mishnah in the Gemara, where it speaks about the judges, the court, examining witnesses. And it says there, they take the greater one first, they take the Godoil first, and they examine him, cross-examine him, then they take... What do you mean greater? How do you... Why greater? Maybe they're both the same. Rav Nosson Zal says, from here we see that in Judaism, we believe be'emunah shlema, that no two people are the same. There is no such thing. And no two people think exactly alike. So once there was that diversity, there were two, and two don't think alike. Oz daiko hoyoloi koyach lohosis. Now the Yetzirah had the ability to open an open shop and to try to seduce, ki ikar, and to convince, ki ikar achizosoi me ribui v'shinui deis, because the main potential for the Yetzer Hara is when there's several opinions, v'ho ikar kishnisrabu b'nei odom, and especially when there are many people, she'etzlom ikara b'chir v'kanal, which is the main creation which has free choice, where you have the greatest degree of diversification. Interesting, this Thursday we're scheduled to read Eicha, Tisha B'Av. The opening line in Eicha, Eicha yoshva vodod ho'ir rabosiyom ho'isok almona. How is this city now in such a state of loneliness, vodod, alone? Everybody has walked away from us. Ho'ir rabosiyom, this city which was full of people, many people, a nation of many, ho'iso ka'almona, became like a widow who loses the most important thing in her life, her husband. It's like her whole life left her, chas v'shalom. That rabosiyom, from that rabosi, there were many, that was the potential for the Yetzer Hara. And the pasuk continues, Rabosi bagoyim, they many among the nations of the goyim, and the Gemara says Rabosi badeyos, that the Jews are multi-opinionated, many different opinions. Two Jews, three opinions usually minimum. Two Jews, three shuls. You know. Voiker, exactly. Kemoishe kosuv, as the pasuk says. Also, holikim esodom. Listen to this pasuk now. Also, holikim esodom yosher. Hashem made man straight. Vehemo bikshu cheshbonos rabim, and they sought all kinds of diversification, many different calculations, many cheshbonos. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Shetekev Shenasu Shnaim, as soon as there became two, Shenikru Hema, which was called already Hema, that word Hema, they, Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabin, then they already sought many, meaning Losur Meachre Amokoim. They weren't satisfied anymore with Hashem Echod. They wanted instead to replace it with Elokim Acherim. Multiple. Diversity. V'chotu negdoi be'etz hadas toivoro. And they sinned against Hashem, going after the etz hadas, which was two. Toiv and ra, good and bad. Ki be'emes, Rav Nosson says, because the truth is, nishmas ha'odom gedoilo v'govoya mo'id. The soul of a human being is something that's on a very, very high level. V'lo hi'oyo koyach, and here's speaking about Odom Arishayn. The Yetzer had no possibility, even with all of his tricks, to be able to get Adam Rishon to commit a sin. Without having first gone into Chava, cloaked himself in Chava, Shedaito Kala, who is more vulnerable, who is more susceptible to the Yetzer Hara, who is more gullible to be able to take the bait of the Yetzer Hara, v'achar kach hi hesiso isoi. And then she was able to be the one to seduce Adam HaRishon, to coerce Adam HaRishon. The Yetzirah knew how to play basketball. It's called bank shot. You throw the ball here, and you're aiming for there. You're shooting for right there. And the Yetzirah hit perfect. Ki ho isho nilkecho al yedei hatardeimo v'sheina. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. How did Chava come into existence? Chava was created through a deep sleep. Adam Rishon was, the Torah says, Adam Rishon was put into a deep sleep. What is sleep? Shehi b'chinas histalkus hadas. Sleep is the absence of seichel. That's where Chava comes from. Chava comes from histalkus hadas. Shemishom ikar hazman. That's where time comes from, as we learned earlier, right? The whole concept of feeling the difficulty of time is in Chava, is in the woman. It comes from histalkus hadas. That's why women don't have so much patience. Men usually, normally, are supposed to be more patient. Ki b'haseichel hu amiti masigin shein shum zman klal. Because when a person is zoche to real, true seichel, they realize that there is no time. As Rabbeinu Zal explains on the Pasuk, Ani hayom yiladaticha, I have created you today, that a person is born new every single day. Ve'ikar achizas hashinuyim hu bazman. And the main place in the world where we see diversity, where we see differences, is when it comes to time. Sheshom kol hashinuyim. That's where you find all the differences, all the diversity. Kamayshoimrim, as we say when we daven Mariv, Bisvuno meshane itim umachle v'sazmanim. That with Hashem's seichel, He changes the times. Meshane, all the shinuyim are associated with itim, with time. Umachle v'sazmanim. And He exchanges the different seed times. V'kanira b'chush, ribui hashinuyim shayde hazmanim. And as we see in real life, the tremendous differences that there are between different times. Koyer v'choim, cold versus heat, winter versus summer, kayitz v'choyref, yoim v'layla, day and night. That's where you find all the diversity, right? V'afilu b'yoyim echod yesh shinuyim rabim. And even within one day, there are many differences. U'kemuva b'dvarenu, ma'shenemar b'tchilosoi. And as is brought in Likutei Halachos in several places, what the Arizal writes in the Hagdoma in the beginning of the Eitz Chaim, she'ein yoyim doyim alechaveroi, that no 2 days are the same. Ve'ein rega doim alechaverto. No 2 seconds are the same. V'chulu, and the Arizal elaborates on this, describing the infinite changes that take place in the world every second. U'mishom nimshochem kol ham'oirois shel hodom. And that's what causes all the different things that people go through. Mood changes, or changes in parnosa, or changes in lifestyle, all the different things are based on the fact that Hashem created the world perfectly dynamic. Every billisecond, everything's changing in the world. So if everything's changing around you, you are affected by that. You also go through all kinds of changes. Kol ma she'over olav, everything that a human being goes through in this world. Ki Hashem Yisborach mashgia berachmov, Hashem supervises with kindness and He conducts the world with kindness. And with Hashem's infinite wisdom, He makes all of these changes in the world. And that's what causes all the things that are going on in the world on a global level, and on a local level, and on an individual level, all the different changes that people experience, all from the infinite wisdom of Hashem, how Hashem is putting the world through billions of changes all the time. V'al kol odam b'protius, oiver mash oiver, kifi hashgachos yisbora. And on each and every individual person, what they're going through, you know, all based on Hashem's hashgacha. And so too, every single person thinks differently from every other person. kifi tivoi v'shoroshe, based on his roots, based on his where he grew up, based on his nature, the differences in their natures, ukifi ma'ashoyfer lev, and also based on what they go through in life. Based on different life experience that people have, a person who grew up in Russia, in communist Russia, thinks differently than a person who grew up in the free world. You know, that kind of thing. V'ho'ikar hu'a bechira. And the main thing is bechira. Ki ho'odom tzorech lechaveh. Listen to this now. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining our mission in life. Ki ho'odom tzorech lechaveh daitoi bechol yoim uvechol eis uvechol shoh. Bechol ma shoever lov. A person has to focus and concentrate every single day and every single hour, every single moment, based on what he's going through, lehamin be'emes sha'kol toivosoi, to believe 100% that everything I'm going through is for my benefit. Ki ha'kol remozem Hashem yisporach la'hashivo yolo be'emes. Everything that I'm going through is Hashem's way of conveying to me and hinting to me that he wants me to come close to him. He wants me to do tshuva. He wants me to improve. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, Umi shemechavein daitoi l'Hashem yisborach, and a person who focuses his attention on Hashem, person who concentrates on Hashem, everything in his life is plugged into Hashem. I've been hearing it more and more. It started off in the secular world, and then secular Jews accepted it. And now I hear many religious Jews saying this. When they talk about things going on, they have this two-word expression, it's crazy. This word, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on with the economy. It's crazy what's going on in the government. It's crazy what's going on in my house. Who's the it's? People forget it's is Hashem. Who are you talking about, man? Who's the it? What's behind everything that's going on? Either you're denying that, either you're saying there ain't no Hashem, and then you're right, it's the world or the economy of this. Or if you have one stitch of faith in Hashem, then the it you're pointing at is Hashem, because that's who's behind everything going on. So you better make sure never to let those two words come out of your mouth. Nobody, you're crazy. Nothing's crazy. Everything is, Hashem is perfectly okay. And Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. And the economy is exactly where it's supposed to be. And this world is an oil, and you have to figure out how you navigate within this world that Hashem has put exactly the way he wants it to be. He has set up the circumstances exactly the way he wants it to be, for you to be able to come close to him, for you to be able to be matzliach in your existence in this world. So a person who focuses on Hashem and everything that he's going through, he attaches it to Hashem, he connects it to Hashem, and he uses it to bring him closer to Hashem. Bein betivoi, whether it's good things that are going on, bein ba'ako, if he gets a smack, he says, okay, Hashem, I hear you, okay, I'll behave, I'll get better. Not he says, it's crazy. As the Pasuk says, Bashem Ahalel Dovor Belikim Al Dovor. I praise Hashem when he's Yudke Vovke, and I praise Hashem when he's Elokim, when he's Midas Hadin. Ukemashekosvan, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani Tomid Ayachel. I will always pray to you, Hashem. That word Tomid, no matter what. When things are going good, I'm busy saying, thank you, Hashem, you're so sweet, you're so wonderful. When things are not going good, I'm saying, Hashem, help! I can't handle this. I'm a fly. You know, the big tzaddikim, you're able to give him 20 smacks, and by me, you're going to give me one smack, and there ain't going to be nothing left to smack. So please be gentle. I hear you, and I want to correct. I want to fix myself. I want to improve. So a person who does that, who mevatel kol achiza sayet zohora vasidrachra shenechas bashinuim. By doing that, he wipes out. The person who focuses on Hashem, not it's crazy, anything going on in his life, Hashem. The good things, Hashem. The bad things, Hashem. The in-between things, Hashem. Everything is Hashem. So he's connecting everything. He's saying that there's only one. There are no two. There is no good and bad. There's only one. By doing that, the number two, which is the Yetzirah, disappears. He wipes out the Yetzirah. By realizing that everything is Hashem, it's all Hashem, the Yetzirah suddenly has no place in that person's life. He wipes out the hold, the grasp of the grip of the Yetzirah, which can only have a grip when there's multiple. When there's multiple, the Yetzirah has a grip. Remember, we said the difference between Hashem versus idols is Hashem Echad versus Elokim Acherim. They're multiple. It says by the Jewish people, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, it says, B'shivim nefesh yordu avoseinu Mitzrayim. 70 souls, singular, went down to Egypt. When it talks about Esav, it says, Sheish nefeshois. 6 souls, plural. And the Gemara says, that's the difference between the Jews and L'Havdil Degoyim. The Jews are one. Hashem, the Hashem of the Jews is one, and the Jewish people are supposed to be one. And if we are one, and if we believe in one Hashem, we're invincible. The Sitra Achra disappears. And the moment we're not one, Chas V'Shalom, the moment there's multiple, there's place for the Achizas HaSheker and the Achizas the Sitra Achra. Because this person who has this attitude, he plugs all the shinuyim into Hashem. He says, I'm having a good day, it's from Hashem. I'm having a bad day, it's Hashem. It's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. He's plugging it all into Hashem. Sheshom kulo echad. And by Hashem, it's all one. Ve'im hayu kol b'nei adam misnagim kach. And if all of mankind would live like this, or at least all the Jews, lichloel hakoil be'echad, to plug everything into Hashem, into oneness, bevadai hoyo hakoil bi'ahavo v'sholoim v'yachdus, then everybody would love each other, and everybody would be at peace with each other, and everybody would be one. Because again, if I see that I'm tall and this guy's short, we're not different. Because we both come from the same Hashem. The same Hashem created him, created me. If he's this, he's that, we're all part of one. And the entire world would be perfect, to the ultimate degree of perfection. Because this is the most precious thing in the world. When a person has this realization that everything is from Hashem and the oneness. And Kamashakosu, as the Pasuk says, V'yohafto l'reacha kamoicha, you will love your fellow person, your fellow Jew, like you love yourself. Omer Rabbi Akiva, ze klal godol b'Torah. This is the rule of the Torah. Ki be'emes, afal pi shedas kol odom eshuna mechaveira, because the truth is, even though people do not think alike, K'moshom Rabbi Seinzal, as the Gemara says, Afal pikein tzorech kol echod lehoives chaveiroi kenafshoi. Despite that, Hashem tells us, Hashem instructs us to love the other person exactly like you love yourself. V'leida, and to realize shehakoil echod, that we are one. It's all one. Because all the diversity in this world, summer, winter, hot, cold, black, white, all come from Hashem. They come from Hashem Echod. And Hashem created every single person to think differently from the other guy. So that each and every single person who thinks differently from the other one will be zeicha to achieve a unity with it. Despite the fact that we don't think exactly alike, we'll be able to be unified. We'll be able to work together. And the fact that we think differently will not be the cause of any fighting, any jealousy, any hate, any anger whatsoever. Rak yevu zeze, but rather we will love each other. V'kaimu es ha-toyer v'amitzvos yachad, and we will fulfill the Torah together. We'll be able to daven in the same shul, even though we don't think exactly alike. We'll be able to love each other. Each one be able to give the other one an aliyah to the Torah and everything. V'yichlulu kulam kiechot, and all will merge together as one. Shezeh yokor ma'oid eitz l'Hashem yisborach. This is something that's very precious to Hashem. Kishepeulois mishtanois nichlolem bi'echad haposhit. When you have many things that are different, that are all put together and united and plugged into oneness. K'mo shekosuv b'hatoyra yemei Chanukah b'likutei Tanino simen beis. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Avol miribui hashinuyim, however, because of the fact that the diversity ended up becoming greater and greater, more differences and more differences, mishom achizas hayetzahara kanal. That's what gives the Yetzirah a place to move in, to get involved. Ad shemesisoi lama shemesisoi, to the point where the Yetzirah convinces a person and seduces him to what he seduces us. And when was the Yetzer able to open shop? What was his debut? The minute there was a second human being on stage. There was a Chava created. Because Chava came into being from a deep sleep, from a lack of das, or from a removal of das, the das was removed from Adam Rishon. That's when Hashem took the rib from him and created Chava. Sheshom ikar achizas hazman kanal. And we said when there's lack of das, when a person goes to sleep, that's when there's the long time. That's when time feels like a long time. Shemishom kol hashinuyim kanal. That's where all diversification comes from. Alkein hoyoloi koyach lahasisa biyoser. That's why the Yetzirah had the best opportunity to be able to seduce Chava. She was most vulnerable to him. She was the more gullible one to the wiles of the Yetzirah. V'tekev shehesis oisa, and once he convinced her, hoyoloi koyach al yodo daiko lohosis esodom yatzmoi. That's what gave the snake the power to trap Adam HaRishon also, through Chava. Afal pishu govoya moid, even though Adam HaRishon was on a very, very high level, he was much higher than the angels in understanding of Hashem. V'loi hoi loi koyach b'shum oifen la'sisoi bi'atzmoi lavra al-divrei Hashem lechom yetzadas, and the snake, the Yetzirah, was totally incapable of convincing Adam HaRishon to eat from the Yetzadas, still, Aval al yodo hechtiyoy kanal. Through Chava, he was able to get Adam. V'chein b'chol doyer v'dor. This is not something that happened thousands of years ago. This is today. Rav Nozal says this takes place in every single generation. Ki achar kach sheyotzu kol hadoyrois mechava, because afterwards, once all the generations evolved from Chava, V'chol mash nisrabo b'nei Adam yoyser, and the more and more people that came into the world, yesh koyach la yetzahara b'yoyser, gave the Yetzirah more and more power, lahachti esodom, to get people to commit sins, afilu hagodol b'maylo, even great people, v'hoikar, however, the greatest power of the Yetzirah is, al yedei b'nei Adam, through human beings, lahavdol, the Hamas, uses human shields, right? That's their greatest advantage. They can hide behind civilians, right? Because then no normal saint, no good human being is going to shoot at them, right? Lahavdol, the snake, this evil, vicious snake, if he's hiding behind a human shield, if he dresses himself, he cloaks himself in a chava or in another person and he works through him, he cloaks himself in human beings, who are not the most powerful people. They're not the greatest tzaddikim. Even if they're good people, but they're not the greatest, greatest tzaddikim. The Yetzirah gets them to commit sins. ואחר כך על יודם יוכל להחתי חס ושלום אפילו הגדולים ביוסר. And then through them he can use them as his agents to get even the greatest people to commit sins. כמו שאומר אדוננו מורה ורבנו זל, as Rabbeinu Zal writes clearly in Likutei Moharan, שבני יודם הם מוינים גדולים מאוד, that people can serve as incredible obstacles in blocking a person from coming close to Hashem, in blocking a person from getting to the tzaddik, or getting to Eretz Yisrael, or getting to anything good. וכן אומר, and Rabbeinu Zal also said, שהאדם יש לו כוח להכשיל את חברוי, יויסר מהיצהרה, אין שום. That a human being has a better chance of getting another Jew to commit a sin than the Yetzirah himself, if the Yetzirah goes directly. Ein Shom, look in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'al kein, kol koyach ha-Yetzirah b'yoyser, hu al yidei machloikis. And therefore, when does the Yetzirah really have a field day? When there's machloikis, chas v'shom. When there's machloikis between husband and wife, between two people, between in a community, in Klal Yisrael, when there's machloikis. K'may shekosuv b'ha-Torah v'yasev, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Torah v'yasev, Torah samach beis in Likutei Moharan, u'k'may shehifligu rabbeisenu zal b'oitzim genus ha-machloikis, and as our rabbis write at great length about how terrible, how the worst thing in Klal Yisrael is when there's machloikis. When people don't want to be united, they don't want to be in the same place, they don't want to be together. Shaydezeh nechrav bayis sheni. This is what caused the second Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed, where we're still suffering with more than 2,000 years of Golus because of Machloikis. Va'adayin loichozarnu la'artzenu, and we have not yet been zeichet to return to our real homeland, to the real Eretz Yisrael, to an Eretz Yisrael which will be guided by Torah and mitzvahs and the true Torah authorities, Aydeze, because of this machloikis, Hainu Kanal. This is all tied into what we were discussing earlier. This is Rav Nosson Zal's opening shot on this halacha, and now he's going to go into the topic of tzedakah, gemilas chasodim, much more.